From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of refugees traveling through Austria to Germany. Many of the refugees have been at the main train station in Budapest, Hungary, before making it to the border with Austria. And now more refugees appear to be on their way into Hungary, as we hear from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting, and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
A bulk of the refugees are Syrian, trying to escape the fighting back home. Meantime, anti-Syrian government violence spread Saturday in the country's Druze minority, a day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric and explosions that also killed at least 25 others. Also, clashes between Islamic State militants and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued on Saturday, with at least 47 killed. Al-Shabaab militants seized two southern Somalian towns from retreating African Union forces Saturday, days after a deadly militant attack on an AU base in the same area killed dozens of Ugandan soldiers. The deputy governor of the Lower Shabelle region told VOA's Somali service that troops from the AU mission in Somalia had withdrawn from a key military base not far from Mogadishu. This is VOA News.